Welcome to the Marvelous Ones.
The Marvelous Ones.
Or the Marvelous Twos.
Where we do math.
Where we do math. Last year was our... Last week was our one-year anniversary.
Did you do a show without I and did it with meh? Warren meh?
No, you were here.
Okay, I didn't know if he had filled in one because he had a spare moment.
No. He doesn't.
He
ignored our one-year anniversary.
He's a hurtful man.
We didn't really mention it because there was no way to celebrate with what we talked mainly about last week.
True. You don't celebrate it. But here's the thing, because we're not good at math.
We're also horrible.
Somehow we've gone like 80 shows, but once a week, but
it's
we're 52 weeks in a year. I think this is our 10th anniversary by my count. We're in our golden year.
I have no idea how to do numbers or maths or stuff like that.
Anniversary party sucked.
It did. It was a horrible anniversary.
Yeah, there's...
Poo-poo.
I was. What happened?
Hey, poo-poo, squirrel, squirrel.
Phil just broke out a laser beam.
I forgot it was on the desk.
Again.
I'm like, what's this? And I hit the button. I was like, woo.
Pretty lights.
Too bad we don't have the camera going. I just shorted out. I'd be like, wow, I got you.
See, I even left, like you brought candy canes. I even left the candy cane where Warren sits.
Ken picked it up when we were doing the doghouse on Sunday. He's like, what's this? Can I eat it? I was like, I don't care.
Man.
Ken hates everybody.
You hate everybody.
I do. I really hate everybody right now. So we got a bunch of little knick-knack stuff to talk
about. Patty whack.
Give the dog a bone.
Bow wow.
I guess the big thing is earlier today, the Aquaman.
Spider Pig. But it wasn't that... I didn't see anything new.
The final
Barely.
Trailer.
He was being trained by the Green Goblin. That's the only kind of newish thing I saw.
Yeah.
What's his name again? Darn it. I got you. I see that face.
Because now I'm stuck on Green Goblin. Yeah, I'm giving you the finger. I didn't see anything that it was like, oh, man. I don't feel like the buildup has been huge.
Nope. If they want to do something, maybe throw in a Wonder Woman cameo. They won't do that. I'm going to say Wonder Woman cameo to give it a little spice, a little spin. But it's going to have to hang on its own merits. And, yeah, I haven't seen a whole lot of, you know, like hey, Deadpool all over the place.
Right. Like
7-Eleven, you name it, you see in every freaking commercial, and it didn't need it because their word of mouth was hard and it was awesome.
So I'm from New York, if you couldn't tell by my accent
or your attitude.
And in my attitude, but in New York, right, we have two baseball teams. Well, we have like one and a half baseball teams. We have the New York Yankees and we have the Mets.
The Meh.
And anytime the Mets do something big, like the Mets sign Mike Piazza, the Yankees will go out and sign like the top 10 free agents. Just because the guy who used to own the Yankees would be like, I freaking hate the Mets. I'm going to sign people to get them off the back pages of the newspapers. I feel like that's what Marvel does to DC. Like, oh, look, they're releasing a trailer, so we're going to give them Deadpool to poop on Aquaman.
To poop on.
Oh, they got the Justice League. We're going to throw Thor out there.
So your conspiracy theory is that they advertise and market out of spite.
Yes, and it works great.
You know, dating a Seinfeld, you can't return your jacket because of spite. I'm just saying. That's a deep hole-ish.
That is a deep hole, especially because I never watched Seinfeld.
But he's from New York. It was based in New York, filmed
he's
in L.A.
He's funny. He's just a jerk.
Well, in the show, stop putting the laser beam. It's distracting
Sorry.
Me.
It's like, I gotta put that away.
I'm just like, I'm talking, and then
it
like, pretty light.
Bad light.
Yeah, incredible how we stay on the road during Christmas. Pretty
no
lights
idea.
Everywhere.
I hit a lot of things during Christmas. Mailboxes, cars, people, pedestrians, don't care. But yeah, I kind of feel like they do stuff despite, like, Aquaman's making this, like, big debut. And the biggest trailers out there are Deadpool's Princess Bride knockoff with Fred Savage.
Which was pretty good.
Pretty savage.
He's a good actor. I mean, just because I've been doing some casting, auditioning lately, and... just the way Fred Savage is like, he's like, because you need me. He's like, I don't need you. he delivered that line. That's just a good actor.
Yeah,
he delivered that line naturally.
You know, I actually just saw Super Troopers 2, and he was in that at the end.
What?
At the end of Super Troopers
2? Was he?
2?
I never made, I liked the first one. I never saw this thing.
I just saw the second one. And
he was in that?
Yeah, at the very end.
All I think of him, like his latest thing, which is ancient now, was Mole. And Austin Powers. As a grown-up.
He makes a cameo at the end. It's pretty funny.
Not as himself, but just...
Yes, as himself.
Wow, they really went that campy on it.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's that funny.
Wow.
It was one of the better parts of the movie, I thought.
Interesting.
It definitely was pretty cool. So anyway, so we got Aquaman. They released the final trailer, and I'm going to go see it.
Well, yeah, it's going to be a visual spectacle. And it's Aquaman, Super Friends.
And it's
hello.
Aquaman, Super Friends.
And they break out the original costume, you know, the orange, gold, and green,
the
black.
Trident.
Well, the trident was never a big Aquaman thing growing up in Super Friends.
Talking fish.
Storm. I don't know if it's Storm specifically, but I loved Storm as a kid. That was his underwater steed.
Yes, it's underwater seahorsey.
Yeah, well, you know, that makes it sound. There's innuendo there. The steed.
Okay. Yeah,
because Storm was always kind of mad, and it would just be cool, man. How cool is it to ride a seahorse in the water?
I think one of the worst things that ever happened to me in life was I actually saw seahorses.
Yeah.
They're like this big.
We're talking about seahorses still, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Seahorses are like tiny.
Well, you could see them at the more exotic fish stores. I was thinking about getting one myself, but they are hard to, you know, keep alive in your fish tank. I presume, yeah. And I'm not sure about how long their lifespan is either.
Oh.
They're cool, but they don't do much. They're basically almost like a Christmas ornament. Just, you know, okay, pretty. Now
well,
do something.
When it does, you just get it stuffed and put it on the tree. Send your hate mail to Warren at InfoRadio.com. He loves it.
So, but you know, one cool thing, because in another life, I was a martial arts dude, athletics, whatever. How cool talk about even in the playing field fighting underwater. I mean, you know,
yeah.
you could just like, you know, punch it. You can time it on your watch before the punch even gets close to the target.
Well, you know, when you
kicking.
Look at it, it doesn't actually look like.
But it does
though.
Look like it there. But come on, physics,
yeah,
because
physics.
Science.
Yeah, but they're underwater peoples. They're like Atlanteans who are no longer on an island. They're underwater. They can breathe underwater. They've evolved past.
Oh, you know, we didn't pre-talk this before the show, but you know, there's the Marvel side. You know, there's a mirror. You know, Quicksilver to Flash, and you know, so on and so forth. One character they have not brought, who is a pretty cool character in the Avengers, is Sub-Mariner. He's just kind of a, you know, a Richard. To, you know, think of the short term for that.
Yeah.
And he's a real jerk.
Yeah.
But he's got some serious powers going on, and they're both kings of Atlantis in their separate universes.
Ooh, we can have them fight it out too.
They have. I've read those comics before where they go at it.
I was never really big on the crossover fights.
I wouldn't say. It was more of a fun, giddy thing. But I believe in that fight, the matchup, Aquaman won. Because Sub-Mariner, you know, they're both.
Because he's more popular.
He had one extra power.
What was that?
What's Aquaman's known marquee?
Talk from fish?
Yeah. So basically. The fish. Because, while Sub-Mariner could fly, Aquaman technically can't or isn't supposed to.
Well, I mean, he does all the time.
Point being, they're, you know, I think Neymar said something snarky like, oh, you know, you're too good, two shoes, because again, Neymar's known for being kind of a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, Aquaman said something cool, then all of a sudden, like, four or five whales just jumped on top of Sub-Mariner. Aquaman's like, win. Aquaman was always, he's in my top three to four.
Really?
Yeah, up there with Green Lantern, Superman, Batman, of course, but yeah, there's just something about Aquaman. Something special about him.
Green Lantern's definitely in my top four.
Yeah.
I really liked Green Lantern until Ryan Reynolds made that movie.
We're not talking about that.
I know. I'm just
saying.
Just
think of the. So you haven't watched the animations. The animations aren't half bad. Where, what's his name? The guy from Serenity, who does the voiceovers for him.
Oh.
Name escapes me. He's huge in the sci-fi nerd culture. Oh. Fillion. Fillion. Finnegan Boggs. No, that's the...
Just stop. You're making it harder because now I can't concentrate. But yes, I know who you mean. I'm just not all that super excited with the Aquaman trailer. Although, I wasn't all that super excited with the Justice League, and I came out of enjoying that movie.
Here's the thing, though. For guys, gals our age and younger, whatever, it doesn't matter, because even if you're watching the more updated Super Friends, they're calling it now... It still taps into that childhood where you're going to go watch it. Because I'm going to do a big reveal here of a very personal thing about myself. I'm going to say it right here, right now.
Okay.
I had one pair of underoos. It was the Aquaman underoos as a kid. Ooh. It was cool. It was yellow. It had the scales, a big A.
Did you make it yourself?
No.
Yellow in the front, brown
in the back.
We was Poe,
but mom and dad purchased one for me. And I think they were... They're straight up, man. I think they were green with the yellow band.
So I used to have, and I can't even remember their
names. This is going to hurt me visually, but go ahead.
No. I had the sheets, It wasn't the Wonder Twins. Who were the ones that were on Super Friends before that?
The very first ones? The brother and sister or whatever? No, were they brother and sister even?
I don't even know. And they had the dog?
Oh, yeah. I remember. I don't remember the names now.
I had those as sheets when I was a kid.
Bed sheets?
Yeah.
The white ones?
Yeah. With their drawings on them. Anyways, but that's just old school there.
Nerd.
Yes, I was a nerd.
If you said Spider-Man, at least it'd be some, or Star Wars, it'd be some coolness. But
no, there was,
you had like the side characters
totally
that are forgotten. They made just...
They probably were cheap and on sale.
You had like the Ewok Jar Jar
yeah,
of
the
Super
like
Friends world.
You know, I saw a title for an article, you brought up Ewok, that said, "An Ewok Christmas Explained Finally After All These Years." Mm-hmm. I didn't even want to read it. I was like, screw that. I don't want to.
That was bad. I remember getting excited about watching because it was Star Wars, right? On TV. And I saw some Nerdist or did you? I don't know if you censored it. I just saw it in passing in one of the Facebook feeds. They broke down the what the Ewoks truly were. They were carnivorous, you know, mean creatures. They were going to eat.
Yeah,
remember,
they
eat them alive.
People's bones.
Yeah. And, you know, they never explained what happened to the stormtroopers that they knocked out.
Oh, they ate them.
That's what I'm saying. They were going to eat freaking...
Luke and Leia.
No, not Leia.
Oh.
Luke and Han.
Luke and Han.
If it wasn't for the C-3PO, the force trap, antics.
Yeah.
But and they're obviously good weavers and cloth-making people because they made a full dress for Leia. You know, I didn't think there were any Ewoks that size.
No.
So she was probably like a 2, 4, I don't know.
I would have made her like a 10. I mean, it's Princess Leia.
No, the sizes, man.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
I was going to say, wow, I didn't know you thought that little Princess Leia. Anyways.
Nah, she's one of my heroes.
So Aquaman trailer, but like we said, the PG-13 version of Deadpool.
So I was even, when watching the trailer for that, I wasn't sure if it was a brand new production. It said once upon a time. Deadpool or whatever. It almost looked like a brand new title. And they produced some new clips, like the Up one with the old lady, don't get attached.
Yeah, but is that actually part of the movie? We don't know.
Or is Fred Savage part of the movie too? When they redid the...
Well, because I mean, there's a lot to cut out, right? To make Deadpool 2 PG-13.
Right, and... It was, so it's definitely going to be Deadpool 2, just because we saw the neuron bomb lesbian girl had hair, so it was obviously from
neuron
Deadpool 2.
Neuron hate everybody.
Yeah, but still kind of sexy cool.
And her girlfriend saying hi.
Hi. She's like a living emoji.
Yeah.
anime, rather.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's just the movie redone with some...
They're re-releasing in theaters?
I don't think so. I think it's just on DVD.
They're just, so there's a money grab. They're going to do
it's a money grab, right? Because there's a whole bunch of people who probably wanted to see it, but if they have kids, you can't.
Really? I mean, when we were kids, we saw rated R. It wasn't really.
Yeah, but they're more people nowadays.
It's so accessible. We can pull it up on our phone right now, man.
Yeah, I know.
Kids especially, they probably just, you know.
I think it makes parents feel better.
I'll buy that.
With the marketing of all the superhero stuff, it's kind of weird that there's superhero movies out there that get a lot of play that kids, quote, can't go see.
Yeah, I think there was a push maybe a few years ago where they'd actually enforce it or they tried to enforce it in theaters, but I don't see it anymore in the last few years where they won't let them get into rated R films. And if they have trouble, then, you know, just call us up. We'll stand in front of the theater.
Yeah,
we'll
totally
buy a ticket. Totally make a couple bucks off that.
That's my kids.
I'll make a couple
like
bucks off
bucks.
It. Why not? Yeah. Hey, I watched whenever it came out. I watched the original Conan the Barbarian when I was way too young to watch that.
Why? What was wrong in that?
There was women's bodies.
Oh.
Like exposed doing stuff.
Okay.
And yeah, maybe
violence and stuff.
Well, then, but then remember the witch scene with the when he met the first Asian token character in there. Yeah, because there was a little
Asian token one.
Oh, yeah, there were two Asian tokens.
There were!
But actually, the other guy I didn't think of as a token. He's an actual character.
He's an actual Asian?
Character.
Oh.
He played into the plot. It wasn't just like, oh, crap, we need to throw one in real quick.
Then they were like, oh, crap, we already had one.
Damn it!
Why didn't we read the script?
We already wrote it in. But point being, there was sex involved, nudity, and witchcraft, and that was kind of, she was in a little hut and all that. It was just... Oh. Oh, and you know what? She was Asian, too. Wow. It's a
they
whole new world.
They must have filmed that over in Asian land.
It was, actually, the entire film was shot in Spain.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know they had that many Asians in Spain.
they shipped them in.
But they have a bunch of Mexicans in Italy because of all the spaghetti westerns.
Actually, just a footnote, a lot of those B movies that made a lot of people from Ron Howard, George Lucas, all of them, they were shot in the Philippines, believe it or not.
Really?
It was just, it blew me away. I saw a documentary called The Slanted Screen or something like that.
Oh, because
hey, that was the title. I didn't make it. Point being, a lot of films, like huge filmmakers, because everything was so cheap, including life. There were scenes where, you know, they're running through the rice fields or the fields and things are exploding. Now,
you're like they shot Apocalypse Now there. They were like,
it was Apocalypse. That's where it was shot.
We can't get people to we couldn't afford the blanks, so we're just going to shoot those random Asian
the
people.
Apocalypse Now was shot in the Philippines. I mean,
really?
Yes.
Okay.
And here's the deal. This is this.
They actually shot Asians during the...
Well, here's some of my stories here. This is from the documentary. You know, the scenes where people are running through the fields, whether it's rice fields or whatever, and bombs are blowing up or whatever. Modern day, if you film that now, okay, there's stunt choreography. Okay, we have here. These just the no runs. They just said, run. That's story number one. Story number two, there's a scene where they're going to, you know, right now, the pyrotechnics and the suits and the professionals. This was the setup. All right, we're going to light you on fire. You see that small pond, like 2 feet away from you? You know, at some point when it's too much, just jump in. That was it.
They were probably paying them like $2 a day, though.
If that, because, you know, again, it was the 70s, 60s. Life was cheap.
Yeah. No.
And you try to make a buck. And to that end, Apocalypse Now, they're saying they were hiring the actual military choppers to come in. It wasn't like they rented them. They hired straight from the military. Like, they came in a half hour late to shoot, and they apologized because they had just been putting down some kind of Muslim insurrection in the South, and the guns and everything were still blazing hot. That's how they rolled back then, man.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's just weird. I mean, Ron Howard, George Lucas, they got their start in the Philippines. It's just, it's a weird awakening. Because you can understand, because you're super racist, right?
What?
They couldn't figure out, if you look at those old movies, and why would you, they couldn't figure out who the indigenous people were. Because were they Mexicans? Were they Asians? Because it was like long-haired Filipinos. You couldn't quite put your finger on what ethnicity they were. So they just sort of filled in the blank. But they saved us, thank goodness. You great white guys, you. You came in to save the day like you always do.
I don't even know how to begin with my offenses.
They stem from Aquaman. Just remember that.
Good job getting me back. I will definitely say thumbs up.
You're gonna go to bed with a smile on your face.
I will. When I'm re-listening to the show, editing it, I'm gonna be like, wow, he insulted me, and I couldn't even follow.
I wasn't trying to insult you. I think you'd feel more proud, like patting yourself on the back, like, we did good. We helped those little brown people out.
Wow. Okay.
And yes, I'm of that heritage, so I can say
you are one of those little brown people we helped.
6'2", Mister 210, even.
Yeah, whatever, little person.
Yeah. Can I get you something
else,
sir?
Let's get back to sci-fi before I figure out what was just said.
Only order from column A, sir.
So there's going to be a Loki TV show.
But that would mean he's still alive, Phil. And if he's still alive, there's a theory
with Tom
Hiddleston.
Hiddleston.
Ex-boyfriend of Taylor Swift.
Really?
Yeah, they went out for a while.
I did not know that. I'm worried about it being cheesy. I think Loki's the guy we all love to hate.
Oh, you know what? Which, even before we delve in that bigger picture, it's all part of the big Empire's strategy agenda that is Disney Plus. They're gonna take all the Pixars, all the Marvels. Luke Cage is gonna come back. You know he is.
Yeah.
And they're gonna put it on their dedicated. You've heard about it, right? Disney Plus.
Yeah,
their new dedicated Netflix answer.
Where this show's gonna be, apparently.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So that's gonna be a wild chant. It's gonna be hard not to sign up for that.
Yeah. But again, I'm just a little worried. So I'm worried about two things.
Here we go.
One, is Disney Plus a bad idea because Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and bringing stuff on public TV reaches a broader audience, although so many people are cutting the cord?
Well, I mean, are they going to air it originally there, or just going to bring the reruns like Netflix does?
I'm pretty sure it's going to be aired originally there from what I'm reading.
Well, it
says
Loki.
Disney and Marvel have plans to create a Disney Plus show centered around Loki.
Okay, but not all the titles, like because you mentioned Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I think they're going to air ABC then.
Yeah, but you know,
which is a parent company, right?
Yeah.
No, so it's all in house.
All right. So, but yes, Tom Hiddleston will be there. I'm worried about it being cheesy.
Mm. If it goes, if they're doing it like Netflix, you know, Luke Cage wasn't cheesy.
No.
If they do Shield, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I'll put it out there, it's kind of cheesy. Because
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is cheesy, right?
Because it's out there in the general public, opposed to
Luke
subscriber.
Luke Cage, all new content, new characters, new everything. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., based on Phil Coulson and the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., part of the movie, throw in cheesy. That's my concern. It seems like when Disney does their own stuff, they seem to take the TV weekly series and make it cheesy.
I think it all depends on its final format, or its original format, rather. If it's going to go on regular ABC, NBC TV, then there's the cheese factor.
I haven't seen
it. But if it's going straight to Netflix, I'll give them benefit of the doubt because they did so well with all the other Punisher. I'll give them benefit of the doubt on that one. Daredevil.
I just finished watching Daredevil Season 3, but I know you're way behind.
So yeah,
we'll talk about that.
In one general adjective, is it worth it? Good as the other ones. I really enjoyed the last season with the Punisher and all that.
Yeah, they got a new bad guy.
Another bad one. Yeah, I mean, a Deadshot or Slingshot or the Shot of Tequila. What was his name? Okay. Dead Die. Well, something like that. He's a guy who can mimic everybody
else.
You watch the show?
I don't know. They just called him fake.
They didn't give him the official name because I thought they were pulling from the catalog. One of the bad guys.
Did, I must have missed that. I was into it. I was into it.
All right.
I enjoyed it, and I've always said, I'm not the world's biggest Daredevil fan in general, the comics. So the fact that this keeps my attention.
Daredevil in the comics, he was a little bit boring. I mean, his thing was always about, it was like too much soap opera.
Right. You know,
where The Walking Dead is zombies and soap opera, like little Neil went a little
too
much.
There was a lot of soap opera in this, mm-hmm. but it wasn't. It was definitely good when it needed to be good.
What if, fantasizing a little bit, if that whole world went R, like Game of Thrones R, like violence and sex and nudity and like real hardcore, like
and
this is what would happen.
We all got to pray for Jessica Jones, Luke Cage to come up again.
Whomever. My point is, it just, what if it went that, it cut deeper? That would be, wow, that'd be pretty epic.
You know, and with the Punisher, it was borderline getting there.
Yep. And with that, I mean, I think that's why some fans, and who cares about them, those fans, they were getting upset because it was almost a little too real. In my mind, I couldn't see Spider-Man swinging in the middle of any of that action. It was just, it was too different a world.
Yeah.
Because this was like straight up, it wasn't the Punisher from the comic books as so much it was a gifted special ops guy who now is put in the situation.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I would like to, to me it could be a little more adult, although they did kind of toe that line. I don't necessarily need nudity and violence and...
Well, I mean, I was using Game of Thrones as kind of a reference point.
Like, you know, like you can have violence and implied nudity and... I don't need the F words all the time,
correct.
Right? Like, you know, like, while I respect, now I can't think of the guy's name. It's just on the top of my head. He did From Dusk Till Dawn.
Tarantino. Okay.
Well, I kind of respect a lot of what he does.
Mm-hmm.
I think he goes too far. I know that's his, like, shtick, but... You know, the blood, the swearing, the this, you know.
Yeah, it's more of a style issue, I guess.
It's a style, right? Like, but I don't need that to be like, oh, man, that was intense.
Right. I mean, I can't think of it either. It's on top of my head. Like, I'm not calling for it just to have it, just like boobs.
Yeah.
It's more so like it adds to the story. It adds to the severity
of,
like,
the plot. When it adds to the story, I'm totally fine with it. Mm-hmm. I think they could go a little further past the line.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they necessarily need to.
I mean, imagine if there was, like, they actually did bring, like, a Wolverine into Deadpool R-type world, where the schnicked actually meant something, where you put the two blades on either side of the face, and they could kind of Hitchcock it and then, you know, fade to black, and then you hear the third one, and then, like, it happened and make you imagine. But just imagine you actually saw some of the slashings a little more hardcore than we've seen so far.
Yeah. Which Logan was kind of trying to do that.
It was R.
Yeah. And it was definitely trying to show more gore. I don't necessarily know if you need the more gore. It depends who you think your market is. If your market are kids, you don't need the more gore. If your market are adults like us, it doesn't hurt. But you also get to a point where you get to a certain age level where people don't necessarily want to see the more gore.
Yeah, I mean, it's just on the other side of the spectrum from, like, say, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. per se.
Yeah, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.'s very campy.
Well, you know what it is. Also, on that note, with referencing Game of Thrones, like when people, Now, there have been exceptions, obviously, but except for just basically two. But when you die, you die. You know, there is no playing around. Like, that's what bothered me when I tried to give Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. a chance. They'd be like, oh, damn, they went there. They had them commit suicide or they're murdered, but then, oh, they came back. They're just
It was Days of Our Lives.
Yeah, basically. That's where, yeah, you lost me.
You know?
Me. Even The Walking Dead, to that extent, they're not coming back. You know? Once they're done, they're
Rick
done.
And
well,
Maggie
no, but he didn't. But no, but when they show, they die. When they show, they die, they're not coming back.
Yeah.
You know, Glenn or whatever. The people who come back, they don't ever show that. You know,
they
the heads weren't severed. They weren't bitten.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
So, yeah. So, I'm just, like I said, with the Loki show, I hope it's more along the lines of Netflix and less along the lines of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah. Right? I'm going to give them benefit of the doubt.
I will, too. I'll definitely watch.
Because, you know, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., again, the character was a peripheral character. Loki was a main character. So,
yeah.
They're not going
to
mess
around.
He's the
bad
That's
guy
a big
we
property.
All love to hate.
That's the property you don't mess with.
Yeah. So I also saw a theory that when Loki's in trickster mode and he's doing the illusions, he's left-handed, like when he tried to stab Thanos, and he's right-handed where he's just Loki being Loki. Plays into that whole thing.
That's rough.
About.
That's going to be rough.
Yeah. I got to go back and watch a bunch of movies to see if
you're making me think now about a Loki series. I mean, are there going to be, is Liam Neeson going to make a cameo? Is Odin going to jump in and say, you're a bad boy?
Is Thor going to make an appearance every now and then?
That's what that would be Mr. Hemsworth. I said Liam Neeson. I said he's from Taken. Sorry.
Oh.
I got my Liam's.
Well, you said Liam Neeson. I'm like, I have no idea why that is.
I got Liam. I got my Liam's. It's a double L. Liam's, Neeson's.
But yes, that's where
particular set of
are.
Hammer skills he has.
Yes.
So, but yeah, it's going to be in Loki and all the times we've seen him, it's been in grand scope. You know, the major, big
so it'd
films.
Be way different.
So all of a sudden he's just instead of this vast field, he'll be walking in a 2-bedroom apartment. Like, I'm afraid they're going to make the world smaller because if it's not a multi-million-dollar production.
Or is it going to be like The Adventures of Loki in space? I mean.
You're making me think of that Muppet space.
Yeah. Well, like, I thought
Pigs in Space? What that?
Loki on Sakaar was a good fit.
No, that was a planet, not a person, right?
But, yeah, that's where
which one's that? Is that the game planet, the arena Hulk Hulk World?
Hulk Thor, Thor Ragnarok.
Okay.
And I think you could. I think if Loki was the trickster going around to different places,
but see,
like
that was still the stadium. That was grand scope. You wouldn't ever see anything like that on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. You know, even the big space. It was like even when
the
there
big
are
big space thing.
It was still like it was like the corner of the Enterprise. It wasn't like a big giant facility. Grand scope. They had like their building code was only 10 feet.
Well, that's what I'm worried about. It being
small scale.
Small scale.
It's not going to happen.
I hope not. Speaking of other new shows that might be only on that whole Disney Plus, there's talks of a new Star Wars show.
Well, that's already been greenlit long ago. They're already they've already cast
but
people
for the Disney Plus thing.
Yeah, John Brett Favre is going to direct it. So it's going to be it's Mandalorians. It's the bounty hunter. So they're going to be basically Iron Man. They're gonna have Iron Man powers.
Bosk and Greedo.
I thought it's around one of the Mandalorians. Is Bosk in?
I don't know if they are or not. Yeah. Oh,
you just wanted to say Bosk. I know you.
I did.
He was a favorite character. No lines.
No lines.
He just had those like claw feet that were over the corner.
Yeah.
He's special in my heart because he was the bonus character if you send in like 5 or 6 proof of purchases from Kenner, and
I
had a Bosk. I got it in the mail.
Yes, so
yes,
did
sir.
I. Yes, so that's a so he rose to fame in cereal boxes.
Not cereal boxes. It was the Kenner toys.
The Kenner toys.
Yeah,
that's right.
Come on, man. Mess around. That's some serious childhood stuff. You don't touch that.
I'm sorry. So yeah, that's going to be interesting to see how they do it because it says it will follow the travails of a lone gunfighter in the outer reaches of a galaxy far from the authority of the New Republic.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
You're right. You're dying over there. So apparently, Fernando does not think that's all that great. I'm going to miss him when he's gone. I'll have to wrap the show up by myself. Let's talk about a couple other things just before we punch out. There's going to be a Game of Thrones prequel.
5,000, not 10,000 years before. That was a clarification. It was 10,000, they're saying, but Nets can move closer to 5.
So it's like between First Men and the beginning of the...
It's before the Targaryens
right,
took
it
hold.
It says no Targaryens.
There will be towards the... There will be no dragons, except maybe as a cliffhanger towards the end. It was supposed to be pre-dragons. That's where the Targaryens had caught some traction because they were like the last of the peoples that could ride dragons.
Right.
And that's how they rose to power later on. But this was, I think it was the fall of the Golden Age, the darkest time, something like that. And and I think where the Starks, heroes.
Was the wall built? Did they build?
I think the wall's been around a while.
Yeah.
But no, I also remember now that the Starks are also, this is where the heroes, the lineage of heroes of the Starks clan began as well.
Okay.
So, but no, people are coming back, so it's because it's so far in the past.
Right, right. You won't have the same characters. You won't have
unless
the same.
Are there any like Yoda type people who have been around 400 or 500 years or more?
Well, are you going to see?
Yeah, the time Stark trial boy. Aspect. Which one? That's what I'm saying.
The third eye guy.
Maybe. The band, right?
Third Eye Crow.
Great. His character is too powerful, in my opinion, right now, just to jump subject sort of within the arena. Because he can control people and go through time and affect things that's going to happen in the future. In wild theory, he looks awful like the Winter King guy. Just saying.
Yeah, well, is this going to be a jump back that he is the...
Say it.
The tree and then the King of the White Walkers guy.
I'm saying he might. He just looks like him. I mean, he's not the actor, obviously, but it... And, you know, have we gone down that road on any of the episodes?
I don't think we really have.
It's been released. I mean, just, like, keeping up with Game of Thrones status, it comes out April 2019.
Yes. And, oh, yeah, they did have a trailer.
And Macy came out with something that's kind of a tell on her character.
Oh, I missed that.
She said that she filmed her scene by herself, and she understands where, along the lines of, I'm misquoting her, but along the lines of she understood where they went with her story or something like that, which tells us that she ain't going to make it to the end. That would hurt. Her and Tyrion are probably my two most cherished characters. Because that's a debate, right? We could have a whole show on who's going to get the throne. Is it Jon? Is it?
You know, we will.
Khaleesi,
that'd be something
Cersei,
because we got a couple weeks where we don't have anything coming out.
Or
really.
even does Cersei? Who's going to kill Cersei? You know, that's a fun debate too.
Ooh.
Yeah. Who gets the final slice, or does she get the throne? I don't think so. But because my one friend, I'll just throw this out there. He's a hardcore, read all the books, and he like has no life, so he studies this junk. his theory is Jaime takes it.
If I were going to.
Yeah, he's got his money.
Show.
He's got his money on Jaime. Okay, all right.
I don't hate that pick. I think right family, wrong brother.
I don't want it, but it's hard to argue against. He had some really good points as far as his whole hero run.
We can do some show on that, or maybe it might end up
some
being
speculation.
A couple just on speculation of other things going on in that. You know, I think, you know.
Yeah, because the obvious pick is Jon, but it's two on the nose.
It's two on the nose. It's
And Khaleesi, I don't think they're going to give it to her.
Definitely not going to be Khaleesi. It's not going to be Jon. And I don't
Sansa,
think it's going to be Cersei.
Sansa, she should probably just stick to the
Sansa,
North.
Yeah.
Queen of the North, she's good, and she's happy with that.
Yeah.
And she's not. She's good. She's gotten better, but she's not deep like Cersei, conniving-wise. So she's not the... I was almost going to say a real-life political female, but I'm not going to do that. We're not going political.
Yeah, no, we're not going to do that. So...
why don't we
plan on maybe doing that next week?
Okay. What's anything going on? Like Creed is coming out. That's not necessarily our world, but it's still kind of rocky.
Really,
I know, but it's and he played well. He was warmonger. No, in Wakanda. He played. What was his title? Like
Warmonger.
Was it Warmonger? Okay, yeah. I'm trying to remember.
Killmonger.
Killmonger. Some kind of monger.
Munger.
Munger-like.
Munger. Oh, no.
That's what was that?
Mongo.
Get your mongs correct.
I have the wrong mong. All right, mong. Let's get out of here for the week. That was bad, too. We'll be back next week. Maybe we'll talk some Game of Thrones, because there is starting to be some stuff about that. We got to do some speculating on that.
We're ending on a good thud, though.
We are.
Wasn't like a cliffhanger. No cliffhangers here, ladies and gentlemen.
No cliffhangers here, ladies and gentlemen.
No excitement for the next one.
You know, we got a couple weeks to Aquaman. Mm-hmm. There's nothing really in the sci-fi
so
world.
It's, yeah, that
I am watching Mars. I know you don't have time to watch that.
I saw a headline here, too. It looks interesting. I think you mentioned there was an Asian.
In Mars? There's a couple. One just died, though.
Of course.
So Mars
was he wearing a red shirt?
But no. It was a she, and yes.
There you go.
So we'll be back next week.
Yeah, we got Aquaman and Bumblebee, so that's
coming.
Oh,
yeah, I forgot Bumblebee.
Yeah.